is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 31st of March, 2016. It's the birthday of the poet and novelist Marge Piercy, born Detroit, 1936. Her grandfather, a union organizer who was murdered while organizing bakery workers. She grew up working class, Jewish, in an era when anti-Semitism was a constant part of life, witnessed the Detroit race riots. She said, "I knew so many kinds of people, from a Wyandotte Native American to kids from the projects to kids up from Appalachia to strivers and strainers and gamblers and numbers runners. Detroit formed me." Author of novels, Braided Lives, He, She, and It, and her most recent collection of poems called Made in Detroit. 1943, on this date, Oklahoma by Rodgers and Hammerstein opened on Broadway. It was a smash hit. The first big Broadway blockbuster ran for over 2,200 performances. 1951, on this date, the Remington Rand Corporation signed a contract to deliver the first UNIVAC computer to the Census Bureau. It took up about 350 square feet of floor space, about the size of a one-car garage. It was the first American commercial computer. It's the birthday of the Ukrainian-born Russian humorist Nikolai Gogol, born in the village of Sorochintsy in 1809, wrote a play, The Inspector General. His book, Dead Souls, was written during 6 years he spent in Europe. The philosopher René Descartes, born in France, 1596, on this day, who considered himself a mathematician and a scientist. His famous book was Discourse on Method, about the necessity of doubt in scientific inquiry. The poet Andrew Marvell, born Winstead, England, 1621, on this day, he was a politician as well as a poet, and so most of his poems had to be kept secret, only published after his death. Here's a poem by Marge Piercy, The Visible and the In. Some people move through your life like the perfume of peonies, heavy and sensual and lingering. Some people move through your life like the sweet, musky scent of cosmos, so delicate if you sniff twice it's gone. Some people occupy your life like moving men who cart off couches, pianos, and break dishes. Some people touch you so lightly you are not sure it happened. Others leave you flat with footprints on your chest. Some are like those fall warblers you can't tell from each other, even though you search Peterson's. Some come down hard on you, like a striking falcon, and the scars remain, and you are forever wary of the sky. We all are waiting rooms at bus stations where hundreds have passed through unnoticed, and others have almost burned us down, and others have left us clean and new, and others have just moved in. A poem by Marge Piercy, The Visible and the In, from Made in Detroit, published by Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Staples, offering printer ink and toner cartridges for home and business, with in-store print shops offering customized presentations, booklets, and manuals. In-store and online, Staples make more happen. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.